This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I just got a text from Danielle, badass Danielle. And she says that she's got two daughters, and they used to call Dan's junk his tail.
Popular answer. I'm sure they're not funny. The first ones.
Oh my god,
makes total sense.
Hey guys, it's Friday. We're still in limbo, but it seems like slightly less so. I don't want to get hopeful or anything. Ever the optimist. I just want to say Georgia, Pennsylvania, welcome to the party.
Georgia.
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 It is. It's Friday too. Though, I mean, like the whole day. It's actually. I usually take a nap on Fridays, and it actually kind of chaps my hide a little bit because I'm like, but it's Friday. Why would I want to sleep during any portion of Friday? But if I expect to see 10 p.m., I got to get an hour or two in there, or I'm going to be asleep on the couch, drooling down the front.
Yeah,
of
you want even more than just your typical power nap 20 minutes. You want sleep.
Yeah, I want to. I need to. If I can get 3 hours of sleep, I can see midnight.
Right.
And that's
no.
The
I know
goal.
The feeling. I can never get 3 hours. A 3 hour nap ain't happening. But yeah.
Sometimes I'll crash.
Can.
And I really, you know, because the thing is, I actually get a really good night's sleep most nights of the week. So I'm not tired right now. I am going to force myself. Even if I have to drink a whole bottle of NyQuil. I'm just kidding, kids.
Oh,
I'm not going to do that.
You did not that? Say that.
Don't do that. That's stupid.
I would say, yeah, you're probably the best sleeper I know. I don't know anyone who can sleep as much or as often or with such regularity. I don't know how you do it, frankly, especially with the way you seem to, you know, like, for example, you really do seem visibly and obviously disturbed by the election to the point where I don't know how you're sleeping. And yet somehow you still do it.
Well, I have my little methods, you know. I got my room all set up. There's no TV in there. I don't look at a screen, and I go in and I read a book. That takes my mind right off everything. I dive in, get into that, and that's a that usually helps. It's nice sleeping. Plus, I just think that I don't know. Like my whole life has been about sleep. So ever for the 20 however many years I've been doing mornings. But the 24 years I've been doing them here, this is it. It's gotta happen. But Sunday nights, forget it. I'm not getting it because I'm totally off my routine. Sunday night, blowout. I might as well not even go to sleep. I'll watch 10 movies and just do the show. And I know I'm preaching to the choir here. And Vinny, you're the one who sticks closest to a schedule because you'll actually get up at 6 in the morning on a Saturday and go surf.
Yeah, I try
whatever.
Really hard, but I'll tell you, I don't sleep great. And it's gotten worse now that I have kids. So, you know, oh, well, I am sleeping better because of this, you know, I work really hard at trying to get some sleep so that I can do this and think straight and be as quick as possible. But I don't get as much sleep as you. I know that.
No, I'm good.
Not even close.
I'm a good little sleeper. I'm a good eater. I'm a good sleeper. Maybe those things go hand in hand, Ben. Maybe you should, branch out, eat more stuff in your garage. Where you do all your, where all your good eating happens. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by The Nest Audio. Speaking of listening to some music, calm yourself down, you know, get your mental health in order. How about that Nest Audio from Google? You can win your own through November 13th at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock. We give you a code. Jane gives you a code. And then you text the word to 20357, and you've got a chance to win the Nest Audio from Google. Message and data rates apply. So it's Friday. I don't know if you guys have noticed. This weekend, Saturday night, 8 o'clock, HBO, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions are happening. Mm. This year's honorees are Whitney Houston, Depeche Mode, the Doobie Brothers, Nine Inch Nails, T-Rex, and the Notorious B.I.G. So not all those people will be there.
T-Rex, the guy from T-Rex isn't alive, is he?
Yeah, and also Whitney Houston, and also isn't the Notorious B.I.G. not? There's a lot. Right. So we'll, you know, you might see a Doobie, you might see a Depeche, and you might see a Nine Inch Nails, but you're not going to, the other people.
What's the guy from T-Rex? Is it Mark Bolan?
That sounds right. He is dead, right?
I thought. I don't know. I really like, I think T-Rex is good. They should be in.
Eh. I don't know. There's other bands I pick over T-Rex, but, you know, certainly they've been around long enough to be in there, and they are in. So there you go. The people have spoken. The people of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So that is tomorrow night, 8 o'clock on HBO, if you are interested. And there's always good performances, and there's usually tributes, and then some other artist inducts them and says what a big influence they were. And play me some Doobies. The beginning of this song, that spanking, you know, China Grove first lick is crank it. So good. Yeah, there you go. They're in. And they deserve it. I can't believe the Doobie Brothers aren't in already. Saturday night, 11 o'clock on PBS, John Legend and The Roots are performing on Austin City Limits. So for people who love Austin City Limits, there's something for you. And Saturday night at 11:30 on NBC. And also at 8:30, because I think they do it live. Didn't you say you're catching an earlier feed these
days? I've been
seeing
Saturday Night Live for the first time recently because they're doing it early. So, yeah, it's cool.
Dave Chappelle is your host, and the Foo Fighters are the musical guest on Saturday Night Live. So it is. That's a solid lineup right there. And it's the post-election. I mean, they're going to have, this is what they live for. So we'll see Jim Carrey as Joe Biden. He, by the way, I don't know if you've seen any of his stints as him. There are times when he just captures the look on Biden's face. He's unbelievable.
I haven't seen it, no. It's and I'm so a big good. Fan of Jim Carrey's, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Well, it'll be, it should be. I'm very much looking forward to this weekend, Saturday Night Live. Okay, new music that's out today. We got Little Mix. That's a girl group. I don't know too much about Little Mix. But Nicole is shaking her head as though she's a big Little Mix fan. Sing me a Little Mix song that I might know.
They were on the X Factor UK, and they won back then. But
are you not hearing Sarah? She just asked you to sing.
I'm asking you to sing. You seem to just be ignoring me today. It's really weird how I keep saying things and you don't seem to hear them.
I just know a couple of their songs.
All right, we'll go for it.
Let's hear your favorite one.
I cannot sing like them. They're like ballad singers.
Yeah.
Do you want me to pull a karaoke
it's
track?
It's Friday.
For you,
yeah, let's get a karaoke track going for
me. Okay.
What's your favorite song by Little Mix, huh?
I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think.
Oh, my God. It's like pulling freaking teeth. Nicole, listen, you're going to have to step your game up a little bit.
Okay.
You got to answer questions, quit that lying, and sing more. So the rules. They're very simple.
I'm saving the American people from my voice, my singing voice.
I don't know. I don't want to be saved. Anyway, there's another album. This is their sixth album. They're definitely a success out of a talent show. It's got a couple singles, I guess, that are out already. The breakup song and Holiday. But Confetti is the name of the Little Mix record. And here's what it sounds like. Feel free to sing along, Nicole.
Here's breakup song.
And Nicole, your thoughts.
I never heard this song.
Yeah, it's on the new album.
Yeah.
Well, it is new.
Well,
yeah. It's also a single, though.
I wouldn't have known that was them, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why? What is it?
I don't know. It seems...
It just sounds different than their normal stuff?
Yeah.
Can I hear a hit from Little Mix, please?
All right. Can you tell me what hit
Yeah, what
that
hit,
you know,
Nicole?
Because you know these people, right? So
I have to look it up.
Oh, God.
It's been a while.
All right, play me another song off Confetti while right, this new record while we wait to Confetti. Figure out what else they've done.
This is the other hit, Holiday.
All right. Now song.
By Dua Lipa. Yeah, yeah, it's a great song. I love that song.
Me too.
You know, I bet you this is the one Nicole knows. This is called Black Magic.
I was going to say shout out to my ex.
Okay, oh, shout out to my ex.
This one has like almost 800 million views on YouTube. So I
all right, let's see if she recognizes it. This is an old one.
But he ain't got time. Here's the answer.
You know this one?
I do.
See what he's been missing. So come and get it while you still got time.
Shout out to my ex. I can go to that one if you want.
Yeah, that one's about Zayn from One Direction.
Oh, my God.
That's the good. That's the hot thing.
Keep going. That was good. Here we go. Do it.
This is the anthem back in the day.
Back in the day.
Like, oh, I really like now. Do it all by yourself. Go.
No, it's funner with them.
All right. Anyway, Little Mix has a new record out today. I've heard enough, and we're
gonna do one more just because I like it. It's such a pop
group.
You
love it so much.
This next one is called "Not a Pop Song." I just thought that was ironic.
Say what?
I don't give a what is what.
Oh, I don't give a what. Kylie Minogue has a record out today. That's right, you guys. I said Kylie Minogue. It's like a 1989.
What?
Kylie Minogue. It's a 15th album by Kylie, and it's called Disco. And Brendan, looks like you've pulled two songs. What do you got?
Mm-hmm. Here is Say Something.
What does she look like these days? I'm going to look her up.
Probably a victim.
Oh yeah, probably, huh?
Probably.
Minogue. Let's see here. I want to take
a surgery look.
Well, I've seen worse victims. How old is she now? Born in 68, she's 52. So she's 52.
I was going to say, she's got to be at least 50.
Yeah. Let's look at the images here. This is, you know, listen. Oh, well, look, you know, she's in her 50s. She actually looks like way less of a victim than I expected. Like, she doesn't look like she's had her eyes done. She looks like a nice 50-year-old lady.
Okay, good.
And she can, and she still sounds young. That's a nice little song. Mm-hmm. Why the hell not? 15th album from Kylie Minogue called Disco. What? Don't.
Well,
don't.
That forehead doesn't happen naturally, but okay. She's not a victim.
Well, you know, there's worse victims. She hasn't been run over by a surgeon's tank. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
A lot of people get those needles stuck in their face now. That is, I'm actually thinking about it from between my eyes because I have that line is just so...
The 11.
So deep. The 11 that grows between my two eyes. It's terrible.
Brent, you know, that's not helpful.
Well, no, that's
what
true.
Call it.
The 11. It's there. Look at it.
Not that I noticed it on her or anything. I just, you know, people talk about that 11
light,
all the time.
Yeah. Well, you can't. It's hard to see on the Zoom camera. Plus, I wear my bangs down so that, you know, there'll be an 11 of bangs covering it up. Anyway, give me another song off this this new Kylie Minogue.
This one is called
80s.
Magic.
All right. You know, I wish I could get more excited about a Kylie Minogue record, but I can't. I'm not going to try. So can we skip down to the acapella group
like
Home Free?
Go ahead. Which one?
Okay, let's do that.
That
Fine.
One I actually pulled three because I enjoyed
it. Oh, you
so
love
much.
This.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is a British singer. And are you saying her name Mueller? May Mueller?
I don't know what her... Yeah.
It's spelled Mueller, but I don't know. Thought maybe you found something else. This is a record called No One Else, Not Even You. And Bryn loves it. Play us some May Mueller.
Here's So Annoying.
Love is so annoying. It is. It's exhausting. All right, give me one more. Just one more from her.
Here's HFBD.
Hey,
so usually they say happy birthday, HBD. This is HFBD.
This
is a clean version too, so here it is.
Every time you celebrate, you'll be thinking of my face. All right. Did you like the acapella group? Are they? You don't like them?
You know,
you don't
I pulled
like
their
them.
Most popular song.
Right, just give me one
if
then.
You want, I could, which one is this? Is Home Free?
Yeah, this is Home Free. They're an a cappella group. They won the fourth season of The Sing Off. I don't know what The Sing Off is, but they won some TV show. And Warmest Winter is the name of the record. So I'm guessing this is a holiday record.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's hear.
Here is What We Need Is Love. That's not
that
it.
That doesn't sound a cappella.
That's not it at all. Hold
That's
on.
The Leslie Odom, isn't it?
No, hold on. Give me a second. I'm playing. There's multiple things playing here. Hold on. All right, here we go.
I don't care what you believe.
All right. It's you really can- pretty, but it's so boring. Is there one that's like faster and more jangly?
Well, I only pulled one because it was so boring.
Okay.
Let me see if I can
find. No.
I can pull more if you want. Just
no, I don't. I just said I.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Moving on to All things right. you have pulled. Leslie Odom Jr. That's a guy from Hamilton, the original soundtrack. He's got a Christmas album out, and this guy's voice is silky. So let's hear a little bit of Leslie Odom Jr.'s Christmas
Here is
album.
Snow.
That's another song playing behind him. That's actually another tune.
Got a nice voice, though.
He was beautiful. Give me another one off of that one.
Oh, you wanted more off of that, too?
Okay, never mind. Who cares? It's fine. I'll move on. Listen,
it's
live.
Up to you if you want.
No. That's totally fine. Honestly, I'm not even.
All right.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's such a weird day. I want to move on to this. This actually is a look at the future, you guys. We're about to peel it back. Now, Ticketmaster goes through this whole way that they're going to get us all back at the concerts.
Okay.
And the problem, I read this whole article, and the problem is bathrooms. That's the problem. And the person who pointed this out to me, first off, was Michael Franti. We posted something months ago, like people in the middle of a field, everybody on their own little raised platform with big aisles in between. And he goes, yeah, and then you got to go pee. And I went, oh, my God, that's where the problem is. You lock yourself into a little room, you breathe and exhale and cough and whatever you do, and then somebody walks in right after you. So good luck, Ticketmaster. As you know, concerts around the globe have been on hold since March, and they're saying they've got a new form of technology called the social distance seating tool, which will utilize algorithms to calculate safe maximum capacities at venues. So if you want to read all about it, there's a whole big article. It's actually on RadioAlice.com, so you can check it out there. But I don't see anywhere in it about that. I mean, are we just going to wear diapers to concerts? That it's
well, you have to remember, I think that there will be people who are extra careful who wouldn't go to a concert even if they had a bathroom plan. They'd say, no, we're not ready yet. We need to have a vaccine before I'm going to a concert. But there are kids who will go, who will say, if you're throwing a show, I'm there.
Right.
And you want me to pee my pants? That's what I'll do. Thank you. Right. I'm in.
Well, then it defeats the purpose of having, you know, a safe way to enjoy a concert. Maybe if
Agreed,
each one of
but
those...
But I don't think there is a safe way other than right. that the drive-in thing that people were doing.
But Ticketmaster is, you know, and I don't blame them. Look, that's what they do. They sell tickets to things. So they need things to sell tickets
well,
to.
Look at our friend Michael Franti. While, first of all, I bet you he would tell you straight up he's never sat in one space for this long in his whole life.
Yeah, it's
maybe
like a whole new
a
set of tools to learn.
He's sitting in Bali still as we speak, right?
Yes, he is. Yep. They are open, though. They're hosting
Look at
people.
Nicole laughing. Are you laughing because of that gulp right into the mic?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Was that right in the mic?
Yeah, that was a big one.
That was the biggest gulp ever.
Oh, here, let me do it more quietly. See, you couldn't even hear that one.
It just sounded like you really enjoyed your coffee.
Oh, I love my coffee so much. Yeah. This is my last cup, so I'm really trying to, you know. Mm. All right, and on that note, have a great Friday. Bryn, have a great Friday.
All right, thanks.
Friday, you motherfucker.
I did not know that you were, what are you eating? What are you eating? Is he
a muffin?
Gone? Oh, all right.
Well, news is next, everyone.
Yeah,
thank you.
I didn't mean to distract you. Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and
Vinny. On Alice at 97.3. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.